Coming to you loud and proud on a Friday, the 17th of September, 2021. It's 88 FM, Radio Life and Style, your local station, loud and proud. And I told you that at about 8:15 this morning, a really special thing coming your way. The very first ever installment of SMG Cares on 88 FM. You've been hearing the promotions, you've been hearing the news, the rumblings. It's been gaining momentum, but today it actually kicks off. And we're really excited because I've got all the Friday feels, man. And it's such a cool way to kick off a Friday, heading into the weekend, feel good vibes. And SMG BMW Bolito is in the house with us to kick it all off. In fact, we've got dealer principal Darren Starts with us in studio on the mic. Darren, good morning. How are you doing today?
I am formidable, yourself.
Formidable. It's a formidable Friday. And rocking and rolling alongside you from the Life and Style sales team, we've got Shanae in the house as well. Shanae, how are you doing?
Good morning, good morning. It's a happy sunny Friday, so the rain is gone and all good vibes are going to flow.
Definitely. More than just the sun that's shining today, because we've got this bright, shiny new feature, SMG Cares. It is kicking off. It's going live right now. And I want to find out what it's all about, how did it start, and how long has it been going? Darren, give us the nutshell.
Okay, well, SMG Cares is sort of a leg of SMG, but it's our charity, I wouldn't say charity division, but
it's your giving back to the community.
Correct.
The name kind of says it all, SMG Cares.
Exactly.
You really do.
Yeah, we don't just sell cars. We care about our people. We care about the people around us, the communities we operate in. And comes a time where you have to give back. Eh?
I totally agree with that. I totally vibe with that. And now, what made you decide to bring it to Bolito? I mean, you've got a presence here, right?
Correct. Obviously, we've got a dealership here. We've been operating since 2017. And we bashed a few ideas around. And this is just something I thought that we could really make a difference.
So Darren phoned me just after the rioting and looting.
Yeah.
And came to me and said that he's got this idea which he feels needs to get out there. And we need to do something in our community. Because I think we've got this false sense of Bolito that everything is just like good and okay and everybody is happy and carrying on with life, but it's not the case necessarily. So we still have got issues, we still have got people in need, and the initiative was started and here we are now. Finally, yes,
to the rescue. I think it's so cool, man. And look, we're gonna have a quick little break, a little breather, and we're gonna meet our very first recipient of the SMG Cares campaign. But before we do, just give us a quick little overview of the local SMG dealership here in Bolito, Darren.
You know, so obviously we are a BMW dealership, straight at 5 Moffat Drive. Service, sales,
the whole thing.
Customers, people, that's what we're all about. Come down and see us.
Absolutely awesome. They really are more than just a dealership. They really do care. They've got a super heart for the community. SMG BMW Bolito proudly presenting SMG Cares. And in the next break, we're going to meet a truly remarkable young man, Caden Faree. We're going to hear his story and learn about why he's been chosen as the very first beneficiary of SMG Cares. Stay tuned, because it's going to give you all the Friday feels, the ones that I've already got right now. You don't want to miss it, and it's happening right here in a couple of minutes on 88 FM.
SMG BMW Bolito is bringing local businesses together to spread kindness and compassion where it's most needed.
The SMG Cares initiative is working with Radio Life and Style to identify cases of need in our community and to determine how we can best be of service.
Each week, a panel will analyze applications and nominations received and will select one case to assist through our extensive community network.
If you know of a cause that we can get behind or someone who needs help of any kind, email your requests or nominations for consideration to smgcares@smg.co.za.
Stay close to Radio Life and Style to follow the SMG Cares campaign and to share the love.
The Join us on a desert island every Wednesday at 3:15 when we introduce you to a celebrity guest who will be theoretically stranded there with just 5 songs of their choice, a book, and a real or fictional living or dead guest of their own to pass the time with. Discover what makes them tick, what inspires them, and what lies close to their souls. That's Desert Island Bolito on Radio Life and Style every Wednesday afternoon at 3:15 and available online as a catch-up podcast at lifeandstyle.fm. Live from the heart of Bolito, 88.0 FM.
Sometimes I just can't take it. Sometimes I just can't take it, and it isn't alright. I'm not gonna make it. And I think my shoes untied. Broken record, I'm like a broken record, and I'm not playing rap. Right. Just let it go, I might kill me. Till you tell me in the heavenly phone. So hold tight. Come on, come on. Oh, 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 come on, come on. Don't let go. Hold tight, hold tight. Oh, 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 it's alright, you said. I got my hands up shaking just to let you know that you've got a higher power. Got me singing every second, dancing every hour. Oh yeah, you've got a higher power, and she really someone I wanna know. Electric. This boy is electric and you're sparkling like the universe connected. And I'm buzzing night after night after night. This joy is electric. This joy is electric and you're circling through. I'm so happy that I'm alive. Happy I'm alive at the same time as you. Cause you've got a higher power. Got me singing every second, dancing every hour. Yeah, you've got a higher power, and you really saw. Just to let you know now.
Coldplay, lifting you higher on a Friday morning. 25 minutes past 8 o'clock, it's 88 FM, and we are back in with SMG Cares, the first ever installment live on your Friday morning. You're with me, Mike on the microphone, and a full studio, lots of cool people, and I'm really excited because I'm about to introduce you to a truly remarkable young man, Caden Faree, 11 years old, and born with a really unique body. It's meant that he's had to face some really big challenges growing up. But having read a little bit about his story, I have to say that I really believe that he's one of the most inspiring young men I've ever come across. And it's a real pleasure to meet him today and to welcome him to Radio Life and Style for the first ever installment of SMG Cares. Caden, welcome to the studio. How are you doing, my friend?
Good.
That's the word. And are you feeling excited for this Friday?
Yes, I am.
Oh, man, I'm excited to tell everyone about your story. And I've been reading a little bit about you, okay? and I want you to tell me if I've got my facts straight here. So, 11 years old, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. You're a kid with a really positive attitude. You've got a great sense of humor, and I believe you're quite popular at school too. Is that right?
Yes, I am.
If you do say so yourself, yes. I believe you've got a brother. Is that right?
Yes, Chase.
Are you the older or the younger brother?
I'm the older.
Are you the big brother?
Yeah.
Fantastic. And I believe you love playing computer games too.
I do.
And not only that, you want to be a YouTuber, and I believe you've been teaching yourself how to edit videos. You've even got your own YouTube channel called Caden the Gamer, hey?
Yes, that is correct.
I've been doing my research here. Aren't you proud of me? I've checked out some of your videos. I think you've got some talent there. And there's a bright future for you. Now, listening to all of this information, and someone might think, you just sound like, a regular 11-year-old kid, no worries in the world, but tell me about yourself and what makes you so special compared to other 11-year-olds.
Well, I feel like that I have more sense of humor, and I've been through a lot in my life, so I just feel like that I've been bullied and... But I never really cared about that because I normally paid attention to myself, so I'm not really into that anymore. I'm not really into them bullying me. So that's why whenever kids bully me, I just ignore them and I say to myself and them that you can bully me, but I'm just going to ignore you from now on. And then after that I say, they don't bully me anymore.
Now tell me, why have you been bullied in your life? Because you have got, physically, you've got day-to-day challenges that most kids your age can't even begin to imagine. What is it about you? You've been born with a really unique body, hey?
Yeah.
So you've got what some might say is a physical disability. Some might say, that we don't want to put a label on it. But you have, throughout your life, growing up, you've needed prosthetics in order to do certain physical things that otherwise might not have been possible. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
And when it comes to the prosthetics, you have, as you've been growing up, you've needed something for your foot, and in order to help you to walk and function, because you were born with a really unique body. Unique. In fact, I believe medically, there's no one else quite like you. The doctors have said, "Well, you're a really special case." Am I right?
Yes.
So, when it comes to getting around, at the moment, you've got a prosthetic. What do you call it? A foot or a leg?
No, I call it a foot because, like, I find it actually quite difficult to say the actual word.
Okay, well, let's go with that. And look, the thing is, you were born with. A heel and on the one side sort of where there would be a foot, there isn't. But this prosthesis has enabled you to really get out, get active, to run around and be an 11-year-old kid. But you've been growing, and as you grow, your prosthesis doesn't grow with you, and it's been a challenge. And you're now, I think this is the fourth prosthetic that you've had. Is that right?
Yes.
And you've just hit another growth spurt. It's a really expensive thing, getting these things custom made and fitted. And now that you are growing like a beanstalk, and and you're 11 going on 12, you have kind of pushed this latest prosthesis of yours to the limit, and you really do need to get something custom made once again. Financially, for the parents, it's a big thing. And at this stage, I want to find out if the folks in the house with us can join us. In fact, we've got Mom and Dad in here. We've got Stacey and Brendan Faree, and we're just doing a little musical chairs here. Dad Brendan is on the microphone with us. Brendan, how are you doing today?
Yeah, well, and you?
Brilliant, man. Just good. Help us understand from your side as the parents, what's the journey been like?
It's been tough. I won't lie. From the day he was born, it was a shock for both Mom and I, so we had to sort of try and figure this out, and we did, I don't know how much research on, like, what's the next step,
yeah.
And he's very unique. Like, we went to a lot of guys who does the prosthetics, and they just had to make a plan as he was growing, so every prosthetic was a trial and error sort of thing.
Wow.
So that's why it became so costly, because they've never dealt with something like
and every time there's a new variation or a new refinement, it's 100%. It's cost. It's money.
Yeah.
But it's your boy at the end of the day. And as parents, you'll do anything for your child, eh?
Most definitely. Yeah.
And what a remarkable young man. I mean, you've raised Caden. You got an incredible future ahead of you. Yeah. I can tell. Not just me, obviously, because our friends at SMG Cares have gotten wind of the story, and they believe that you've got a bright future ahead of you too, and that's why they've decided to come to the party with the latest challenge. Now, I believe you've hit a growth spurt, this latest prosthesis, the last one, is now really it's not working anymore. We need another one. There's already been a down payment made on this one, but there's a big shortfall, and it's like we're looking at it's not small money, hey?
No, not at all. Yeah.
So I want to, at this stage, bring in our friends from SMG BMW Bolito. Darren Start, dealer principal, is still with us in the studio. And Darren, how did you hear about Caden's story?
Caden the gamer.
Yes. They sent through a request to our SMG Cares email address. The zest for life is definitely there. So our first opportunity to meet him today, and we definitely thought that we could help in some way.
So, tell me, now that you've gotten a bit of a picture, you've decided to step up with this being the first SMG Cares, and what have you decided to do, Darren?
Yeah, so they did. The family obviously let us know that there were costs involved to the latest prosthetic. From SMG Care's side, we'd like to assist and help in covering those costs.
Sure.
Yeah.
Can I announce that this next prosthesis is a go? We've got the backing of SMG Care's. Caden's going to get his new foot, and for this next chapter, he's going to be able to run around and be an 11-year-old.
He's going to be powered by SMG.
Yeah, that's so cool, man.
It's amazing.
Oh, you know, this is what a way to kick off a Friday, and everyone's getting super. We're full of emotion here in the studio. It's absolutely fantastic because, like we said, Caden, you got such a great attitude. You've had to deal with all kinds of stuff that kids your age, most kids, can't even begin to imagine. From the bullying, from the physical challenges, from just every step of the journey, and there's still a journey ahead, no doubt. But as I said, I know you're destined for big things. SMG believes you're destined for great things. And everything you've had to overcome so far, all the challenges that you faced and you're still going to face, they're just shaping you into such a strong and remarkable young man with the resilience and the attitude to do anything that you put your mind to. So, man, we're wishing you all the best for these new prosthetics, for this next chapter powered by SMG Cares, by SMG BMW Bolito. And is there anything that you, Caden the Gamer, anything that you want to say to the guys at SMG Cares?
Yeah, when I was like, I can't remember when it was, but it was like this year sometime, me and my dad, we haven't had like alone time for like years. So then on the beach, we went and we walked 3 hours, we climbed rocks, we walked on the sand. It was just so fun. And yeah, so I have been through a lot, but I decided that I should just, you know, just shouldn't just really care about what people say. And yes, my dad and my mom has been telling me that don't care what other people think, because people are jealous to what I am, how I'm looking now, and I have a little bit of a very nice life ahead. So yeah, so I'm just thinking that since I'm on the news, on the radio, yeah, so like I'm very excited. As soon as I arrived, I was actually very nervous because like I wasn't expecting what's going to happen next.
Oh, man.
So yeah.
This is, look, I can tell you there's a career in radio for you. that's obvious right now. But as you say, you keep putting one foot in front of the other. And now you can with this new prosthesis, this latest chapter. Man, we're looking forward to to keep seeing that name in the news. And you keep shining your light, Caden. And thanks to everyone at SMG Cares, SMG BMW Bolito, and Darren, you and your team for making this a Friday to remember.
Yeah, definitely, thank you.
From the folks, Brendan, any words from you?
A lot of emotions. Mom was stood up and crying, and I'm nearly about to cry. But Darren, to you, BMW and your team, I can't thank you enough.
No, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Well, there you go, guys. The first episode of SMG Cares. They really do care. And if you're looking for a dealership with heart, you'll find it in Bolito, SMG BMW Bolito. And on that note, let's start the celebrations for a Friday. Keeping it local here on your local station. Here's Elvis Blue shining his light. This one's for Caden.
Of Bolito, Radio Life and Style, 88.0 FM.
SMG BMW Bolito is bringing local businesses together to spread kindness and compassion where it's most needed.
The SMG Cares initiative is working with Radio Life and Style to identify cases of need in our community and to determine how we can best be of service.
Each week, a panel will analyze applications and nominations received and will select one case to assist through our extensive community network.
If you know of a cause that we can get behind or someone who needs help of any kind, email your requests or nominations for consideration to smgcares@smg.co.za.
Stay close to Radio Life and Style to follow the SMG Cares campaign and to share the love.